Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking through my book, my Reflection Sunday book. We didn't have Reflection Sunday in December?
No.
No.
Oh. I thought y'all didn't invite me. To have one behind my back. Amen. I didn't know, but unless I'm looking, you know, I'm like, where's December? But praise God, we're in January. Amen. It's January 28th, the fourth Sunday of the month, fourth and last Sunday. And it's Reflection Sunday. Amen. So I got my pen, I got my notebook, and I'm ready. I'm ready to hear what God's going to say.
Amen.
Through you. Right?
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm going to ask my wife to just come and sort of just get it going. You can go first, last, it don't matter to me, but, you know, she has to kind of expedite it along. So, and, you know, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land, the Lord says. Mm-hmm. Amen. He doesn't look for ability as much as he looks for willingness, right, Les? Willingness. And I know that my wife's spirit and her flesh is both willing on this morning. I call things that be not as though they were.
Call it.
You shouldn't have said that. You should have said, no, I'm willing. What you talking about? I'm more than willing. So I call it. but she's going to come down, amen, and she'll expedite and do whatever order she wants, amen, whatever order the Lord leads, amen. So she's going to come expedite our Reflection Sunday, January 2018. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God is good, right?
Yes, He is.
Bless the Lord for strength and hope and peace and comfort and joy and all those good things. Praise the Lord. I'm just encouraged this morning seeing all our young people. Praise the Lord. They double by five. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for all of them. Don't remember everybody's name, so I'm not going to start. So... But praise the Lord, God is good. I want to start. I believe that God wants us to start with Sister Nida today. So I'm going to ask her to come and share. How would she like?
All right.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so amazing that, you know, sometimes you are able to meditate a little bit in what God or what God is telling you to say or to do. And when the pastor said for me to, Sister Ebony said for me to come, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and then, so I want to just say that last night we had a conversation with my husband and regarding Aaliyah. When Aaliyah comes over here to do, what is it called, offering?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was telling Chris how important it is that we use the temple. Is this considered the temple here? The temple, mm-hmm. Right? That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how it's important that we have to try our best to always observe yourself, mm-hmm. You know. Because we do know that we're not perfect, but we're trying to walk that path. So I was telling my daughter, when you come over here, before you come over here, pray and tell God to forgive you for things that you have done, you know, and always try to walk the right path, such as not cursing, you know, and, you know, when kids in school do something that you don't like or that you think that is not appropriate, don't be afraid to speak out and to tell them, don't do that. She was telling that that there was a couple of students that were laughing at the teacher. And I said, and she was telling me, and I don't like when they do that. And I said, speak out and tell them that that's not right. Tell them that it's not appropriate. So it's so amazing how I'm able to reflect on that, because I see that today we see so many youth, you know, so many kids, you know, and it's, again, that it is important that we're not perfect, but to always look in yourself before you come to the temple of the God, before you come to the temple of God, and be able to say, you know what, God, I'm sorry. Recognize your errors and ask God to forgive you, because we have a God that is loving and that he does forgive us, but he wants us to try our best. So try not to curse and try to do the right thing. Amen.
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 All right.
For the kids.
It was for everybody.
Yeah.
Try to do our best and be better. Things like that, right? That's how God wants us to be. That's how we grow. Right? Just allow Pastor Jeff to say it. Bail yourself to God. Right? And you just have to be willing, and God will do what he does.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to now ask that Brother Les come and share.
Amen. Brother Les.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, early on, even before, just before this year started, God's been saying to me, remember you live under my grace. You know, and, you know, I'm so amazed when God speaks to my heart that way. It's like, I'm so thankful for that, that he speaks to me.
Yeah.
You know, God is God, and to have him speak to me is really an awesome thing, you know, and to hear him so clearly, even though sometimes I don't really understand what he means exactly. I remember the first time I heard a preacher say, we live under God's grace, and I think I was around 14, and you know, it meant something very different to me then. It kind of meant that that I could take God's strength with me and do pretty much whatever I wanted to do. So I went to a predominantly white school, and there were a lot of things going on there that I didn't like. So I kind of used that to go in and do some things that may not have been appropriate, but as I've gotten older, I realize that God means something very different. In 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8, it says, three times I called upon the Lord and besought him about this and begged that it might depart from me. But he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you. Sufficient against danger enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and complete, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest. Yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. So for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecution, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am truly strong, able, powerful, and divine strength.
Amen.
You know, and that means so much
yes.
to read that and really understand what it means and what it means to me. This year is, is so full of promise. You know, every day is full of promise. God's been speaking to me about this year and this time. And there's so many things going on, so many good things. My wife is feeling so much better.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for that. And the boys that are in our men's meeting, Aaron and Andrew, they are learning and growing so much.
Amen.
They both have challenges that I've talked about before, and they're both special needs young men, but they're beginning to feel that they can do what they want to do, anything that they want to do, and they're wanting so much. Aaron said to me the other day, about a week ago, he said, we're coming to church with you.
Amen.
And I said, that's great, because I haven't pushed them in that direction,
yeah.
But I knew they were heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron told me that his Aaron needs a wheelchair van. Mm. And he said, and while I've used his grandmother's at times, he told me that she said I wouldn't be able to use it because she's going to her church at that time. Mm-hmm. So I said, that you said that you're looking for a van. And I said, yeah, and it's just a matter of time.
Right.
I'm going to find one.
Yes.
So
amen.
don't be concerned about that. I'm just waiting for God to lead me to it. He said, well, I hope that happens soon because I would like to go this Sunday. But I'm not sure. I don't know about this Sunday, but believe me, it's going to happen
soon. It is going to happen.
Yeah,
amen.
So, and I said, I'm looking forward to that, the pastor and congregation. They're looking forward to that as much as you are, mm-hmm. and as much as I am. And I spoke to him about living under God's grace, and that God has been speaking that to me. And he said, Aaron has been in a wheelchair all of his life, actually. And he said, I'm still counting on God to get me out of this chair.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty powerful thing. I mean, Aaron is 26 now, I believe. And he hasn't given up. He's been praying and he's been believing. And so, that's why I think that sometimes when we say the things that we've asked God for that haven't happened yet, that we can't give up. I mean, Aaron hasn't given up the 26 years.
That's right. That's right.
Then the things that I've asked for really pale in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'm really looking forward to this year. I mean, so many good things that God has said He has for me, for us, this year, that I'm really excited about them. And I know they're all going to come true. But you have to realize that when God speaks, that it's such an honor to hear his voice.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. when he says, remember, you're living under God's grace, under his grace, mm-hmm. That for me is such a powerful thing mm-hmm. that I'm reading more, I'm thinking about it every day, and I thank God for his grace.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 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 But remember, you live under God's grace, and mm-hmm. He's talking about God speaking and hearing so clearly, you know, and just believing God, and Andrew saying he's going to walk and
Amen.
Come to church and all those things. And all those things are done by the grace of God,
yeah.
right? God's grace is God's grace that enables us to do things, even to stand up here and to share his word, his heart to his people. You know, mm-hmm. it's God's grace. And I'm sitting back there and I'm convicted just a little bit. Can you get convicted just a little bit? Yeah, but I get convicted just a little bit because you said the last words, God speaks, it's such an honor
Amen.
To hear his voice.
Amen.
And remember that we're under God's grace.
Yeah.
So when y'all know me, I don't really like to be up front, but I don't want to take advantage of God's grace. And I think that sometimes we tend to do that when we say, I don't want to do this, God. When he's giving you his grace to do it.
Amen.
You know, so I'm sitting there and I'm saying, okay, God, and okay, to share what you say. I have to do what you say. So anyway, in that regard, it's my time to share. So I guess I will. And what God had for me was Matthew chapter 5. And it's just one little verse. So you can turn there if you want. If not, I'll just read it. But it's Matthew chapter 5. And it's verse 13. And it says, I'm going to read it in the Amplified version. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, its strength, its quality, how can its saltiness be restored? It is not good for anything any longer but to be thrown out and trodden underfoot by men. And I'm going to stop there. Then Jesus goes on to say, the light of the world. But God had me focusing on the salt. Because Christians are supposed to be the salt of the earth. We're supposed to be able to change an environment, to change the atmosphere, to change a room when there's chaos going on in the room we walk in. Just because we walk in, things have to be still. That's the power that lies in us, because God's given us his grace to be able to do that. So, but sometimes we allow things to get in the way of our saltiness. Sometimes we lose it. We lose the flavor of it. And God gave me something. I'm going to bring out my little demonstration. He gave me something. Yes, say uh-oh. I'm going to put this mic down just for a second so I can do this. Because salt is a seasoning, right?
Okay.
It's a preservative. It's
Amen.
Meant to, even a tenderizer, like for meat, like for steak, you put salt on steak to make it softer, because sometimes steak is a little hard before you cook it, so you put a little salt on it to give it some softness. And we're supposed to be the salt, right?
Amen.
So God said, this is my cup. This is my cup. This is salt. See what it looks like? It's white. Yeah, I got it from home. We don't have any at church.
You don't got for your steak anymore.
I don't have steak. I'm sorry, I would stand here and cook y'all something. I didn't bring any steak with me. But this is salt. And when you pour it, hopefully it works. And it doesn't, of course. It's supposed to come out nice and soft. And it does at the top, right? But God said that sometimes we allow things to get inside of us, right? Like bitterness and anger and hostility and resentment and unforgiveness and all those things. And that's the water that seeps into our salt. And that's what happened with this salt. It got a little water in it. So when the water gets in the salt, it gets gooey. You see, it's kind of like kind of gooey and soft. You can see it. And it doesn't want to come out, even as much as you shake it. It's not coming out, see? Because it's hardened. And it got all gooey. So it doesn't move. So God said, that's what happens with us. We lose our saltiness when we allow all those things to come in. And instead of being able to be used by God to be a seasoning to people, we should be able to speak words of life, words of hope, words of encouragement to people. Whether they need it or they don't, we're always supposed to be these salt people, right? But if we allow things to get inside of us, we become hardened and gooey and mushy, and we can't do nothing. The scripture says that you are worthless. It becomes worthless. And that's what this is. So I have to go home, dig out all this salt, pour it out. Sorry, I wasted it. Sorry. To dig it out. And then I have to allow this salt shaker to be refilled. And God says that's the same thing that happens to us. He has to dig all this hardness out of us and allow us to be refilled so that we can be used again. But for right now, absolutely worthless. So when I'm sitting right there and Les is talking about the grace of God and how, you know, God's grace is what enables you to do things, I'm thinking about my own demonstration with the salt that I'm becoming worthless if I don't, if I allow my fear or my not believing that I have the ability to speak to keep me in my chair. I become worthless, just like this old gooey salt. So, anyway. So, the point is that we are supposed to be the salt.
Amen.
We're supposed to be the ones that you know, to give a little seasoning to things, to make things taste better. Even when you have a word to share with people, and you know, sometimes, I know God is harsh with me sometimes, but sometimes it's a hard word. We as Christians can soften that word just with the love of God and the grace of God. But if we don't have that salt within us to, you know, to be able to make the word taste better, then the person might lose hope or get lost. So anyway, that's what God gave me for today. Just to make sure, you know, that we just allow Him to use us, and to we just allow ourselves to be the salt that God has created us to be the seasoning and the flavoring. That's what God wants us to flavor things, you know. And just thinking about the steak again, I'm getting hungry. But just thinking about the steak again, you know, when you pour the salt on there and it gets and you cook it with the salt, and it comes out and it's nice and tender and it's juicy. I'm sorry, I'm making
it tasty.
See, all those things, but it's because of the salt. Yes, right? So it comes out, and but the thing is, the key thing is that it's soft. and it's tender. And that's one of the, you know, the fruit of the Spirit for us is gentleness. You know, so we just have to remember that, just to, that we are the ones that God wants to use. Amen.
Amen.
We are the salt of the earth.
Of the earth.
Amen.
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 Okay. But, okay. Before I take my seat, I just, one other thing that God spoke to me, you know, about what my brother Les was saying about the grace is that, and I said a little bit, but we do tend to take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a, you know, Monopoly, there's a piece, get out of jail free, there's a card, get out of jail free, there's a card, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes people use this grace card, because you said it, Brother Les, that you thought you could do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people still think that, because they are under God's grace, and God is so merciful and so kind that he lets things go by, but because of God's grace, they throw this grace card, boom, boom. I get out of jail free. I can do it because God's grace covers me. But God's grace, that Pastor Jeff taught us a long time ago, is God's unmerited favor and power at working at work for us.
Amen.
You know, so that's what God's grace is. It's not a pardon to go on and do, y'all hear me, anything y'all want. You just can't go and do anything you want. That's not what God's grace is. So, amen. Anyway, I'm gonna sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Come on, then.
Come on, then.
Oh, and I've been sharing without the mic. I hope y'all heard me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all heard you.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning,
everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, kids. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Always. Every day. I just want to share something that... while I was away last week, I took my Bible with me, and I felt guilty because I haven't been reading my Bible lately. And I just want to read this, and then I'm going to talk about it. It's Proverbs 4, 1 to... I think it's 2 to 5. So Proverbs 4, 1 to 5. Amen.
Amen.
A father's example. Listen, my sons, to a father's discipline and pay attention so that you may gain understanding, for I am giving you good instruction. Don't abandon my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and precious to my mother, he taught me and said, your heart must hold on to my words. Keep my commands and live. That's where it stopped. While I was reading that, I haven't been obedient to the word. And it for so much that God has done for me, I haven't been obedient. And 2 weeks ago, 2 Sundays ago, before I went on my trip, I had a discussion with my wife. Just an argument, and about something petty. I mean, no reason. So you know, we was trying to save money, so we switch our TV internet TV combo. So what happened was that I told her to put one channel. One channel only.
That's all he asked.
I love my soccer. I love to watch soccer. So it's one channel that showed my soccer team. So I like Barcelona, which is a team from Spain. And I watched that channel that played the games from Barcelona. So she didn't put that channel. She switched the cable, but she didn't put the channel that I wanted. Oh. You know, I was thinking that that's the only thing I like to do on the weekends, you know, after coming to church. So, and relax me. After a whole week of work, I mean, yeah. So, and coming home and not having my channel, whoo. You know, like I said, I haven't been obedient. I didn't even thought about God. Wrong. And I didn't come to church that Sunday. My wife came. I was watching my game. They came back from church. You know, I left to go and watch the game somewhere else. And I came back late at night. I was thinking I was punishing my wife and my kids. Wrong thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm saying this because I'm here. Because I know that in God's eyes, that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what I did is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, how can I do that? So I drove back. And you know, I came late home. And I thought I was fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling good. Wrong again. I wasn't, because I wasn't with my kids. I wasn't with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you definitely, you know, we think we're doing, you know, we fulfilling ourselves. Well, mm-hmm. We're not. If God is not there, you don't have your family with you. You won't fulfill your life.
Amen.
You know, so at that time, so I started packing my stuff. Went to work in the morning, Monday. We talked with my wife that Monday. So I packed, left Tuesday to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a conference. It was a sexual abuse, domestic violence conference. And I learned a lot there. God was talking to me at that conference. You know, like, he was right there telling me all this stuff that I had done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you need to fix it.
Wow.
You know, you need to do something about this. You know. So, while I was listening to the instructor talking, and all this, I was like, oh my gosh. You know, like, so then he brought me back to the scripture. Mm-hmm. And so right there I said, you know, I need to deliver this
mm-hmm.
to somebody. You know, I need to encourage people, you know, to do the right thing. I have to do something. So God was telling me to go and do something, you know, about this. It's not something that I want to do, you know, like, but he was telling me, you need to speak my word out, you know. So it's a church in the Bronx. It's my uncle's church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot going on in that church, you know, it's a lot. So, they're not well educated about domestic violence and abuse, kids abuse, and they abuse their kids, they do a lot of stuff. You know, like, but I mean, they don't have that education there. So God was speaking to me, telling me, hey, that's what I want you to do.
Wow.
You need to go over there and talk to them. Find a way. So I already talked to them, talked to my my aunt, not my uncle yet, because I don't know how he's going to take it. She told me to speak to my cousin, which he's one of the head of the church. But my wife was telling me, you need to go and talk to your uncle. Mm. Because it's something going on in that church. Mm. I feel it. We feel it. You know. So, but anyway, my obedience to God is that I'm going next month and do that. So I'm preparing. I'm going to prepare my slides and stuff that I'm going to present.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to my uncle yet, but I know he's going to say yes. Mm-hmm. I know he's going to say yes because those people, I feel that they need us. Mm-hmm. They need God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I said I was in opinion, that week I was devastated.
Mm.
Like when I was at that conference, I just stayed in my room. Like I didn't know what to do. When I got there, it was cold.
Mm.
I thought I was going to San Antonio to enjoy my life, enjoy it's warm weather, so you're gonna go and hot shorts already set up. It was cold.
Mm.
No time for shorts. No time for no vacation. You know, but my mentality was that, you know, like, go out there and just relax,
yeah.
You know, and go out. But didn't happen. I stayed in my room the whole time. And, you know, so God was teaching me, telling me that, you know, like, appreciate what you have. Enjoy what you have, you know. And always, you know, I'm giving you so you can give.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me. You know, my wife and my kids. And, you know, I just feel grateful for everything that he had gave me.
Amen.
So, and that's all I wanted to share with you guys. And I just, yeah. That is good.
Amen.
That is good.
Thank you.
Amen.
God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We have one more, but Brother Christian, we gonna be praying for you as you you know, get led to
Amen.
To share with your uncle and your aunt. And I believe if God has told you to do that, he will give you the words, he will give you the strength,
Amen.
He will cover you with his grace
Amen.
As you go. And I just thank God because, you know, it takes humility to stand up before people and tell them that you're wrong.
Amen.
That takes a whole lot of humility.
Yeah, it does.
Because people don't like to admit that they're wrong, especially before other people. You know, so thank God for that. Thank God for the grace and his spirit and his place and the atmosphere and, you know, I thank God. I'm not just saying it because this is our church, but I thank God for all good ground.
Amen.
This
Amen.
Really Amen. Is. This really is good ground. I really do. I really do. Because, you know, we may not be many, but the heart that we have, I believe that is in this church, that we just want to do God's will, no
Amen.
Matter what. I mean, even if it hurts us, you know, we just want to do it. And I think that means a whole lot. You know, I think it means a whole lot to God and anybody else that comes in this place. So I thank God for on good ground. I thank God for all of you. Amen. And I'm going to get emotional, so I'm going to sit down. Patricia, here. Don't get this mic. That's the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise So every year, or at the end of every year, I always ask God to give me a word to hold me throughout the year.
Amen.
And he gave me the scripture in the song where he said, you know, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. So I just knew that God had placed things on my heart, and I kind of was wavering in my faith about some things, and I knew that that was just reassurance that things were going to happen this year. But along with that word, he also gave me an instruction. He told me to give. And I was like, okay. And I thought, you know, you reap what you sow. But the scripture that really stood out when I was trying to get clarity exactly on what it is, because naturally, when you hear the word give, you think financially. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read Luke 6, verse 38 in the Amplified Classic. And it said, give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and use as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use, when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you.
Amen.
So as I was looking at that, I'm like, okay, measure. You know, when you're cooking, you think about different tools that you use to measure. Mm-hmm. And it tells you how much of an ingredient you need to put in, you know, when you're baking. But then I looked at the word benefit. And I looked it up and it said payment or gift. And then I started thinking about work. When you go to work, you receive more than just a paycheck. You receive health insurance. You have PTO, which is paid time off. They offer work-life balance incentives. So benefits is not always just a monetary thing. So as I was thinking, I was like, okay, God, you know, you want me to give. And I immediately started, again, went back to my pockets. I was like, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to give? And if you give it to me, I'll give it. But then he took me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. And it says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So if God is saying, I want you to give, he's already giving you the resources to give.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we always look in our pockets, we look what we have, but we have to stop and reflect. What is in our inventory that we have that we can give?
Amen.
It's not just money, it's time. It's words of encouragement. It's a listening ear. So as I was looking at what scriptures that will support that, I was looking at Proverbs 25, verses 11 through 13. And that says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver, like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, is a wise rebuker to an obedient ear, like the cold of snow in time of harvest, is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. There's power in words. You know, God created everything just by speaking. We have the ability to do the same. So we need to be willing to, like Sister E said, you know, sometimes we have to give those harsh words. You know, sometimes people need to be chastised and need to be corrected, and sometimes people need to be encouraged, you know? Sometimes people need to know that you're thinking of them. So you got to reach out to them, call them. You know, how many times have you had in your mind, oh, I need to call that person, and you just let that time pass? You never know what people are going through.
Right.
So you need to be mindful of, hey, let me reach out to somebody. Because sometimes when that thought comes in your mind, you're in the middle of something. You don't necessarily feel like it, but sometimes when it's an inconvenience for you, it's when it's needed someplace else.
Yeah.
And then I thought about charity. Matthew 25, verses 35 through 40. He says this, for I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me when I was in prison, and you came to me. And just in that verse right there, it was food that was given. It was shelter that was given. It was clothes that was given. It was time that was given. So you have the resources to give. This is a time to reflect at yourself and say, you know, what's in my inventory? Because, you know, God tells us, clearly, he always wants us to give. But if there's lack in your life, you may wonder, what is it that you're holding on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you don't have friends who are there when you're lonely, well, how many times were you withholding your time when someone else was in need?
Yeah.
You know, when you're feeling down and you feel like no one's appreciating you or giving you words of encouragement, well, how many others have you encouraged? You know, if you don't have any clothes in your closet, you know, and you're holding the clothes that, you know, you can't fit, well, maybe you should be giving. You know what I mean? You know, God is a God of order. You know, even the people who don't know God understand the power of giving. Yet there's prospering. You know, so it's that. And also just, it's also money as well, you know.
Amen.
He gives you seed to sow. You want money? You give. And I know the concept is hard to embrace, but it's how God works. He works, what is it? The foolish things to confound the wise. He doesn't do things that make sense.
Amen.
If you're lacking, you naturally want to hold on to that thing, whatever it is that you have. But God wants you to give.
Amen.
He said, "I will be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." So if you need friends, the word says, "He who has friends shows himself friendly."
Yeah.
You want a friend? Be a friend.
Amen.
You want people there in your corner when you're going through? Well, be there in someone else's corner. You want people to call on you and be mindful of you? Then you need to start placing calls, calling other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at yourself. Look at your inventory. You may be lacking because you're holding on too tight to what you have.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're wrapping up. Our pastor's coming. Our pastor's coming, but, you know, I just find God amazing, as usual, because Patricia was, you know, she's talking about giving, and she's talking about having a listening ear, and something of a lesson, and being obedient, and Christian said that, you know, and she even said that we had to check ourselves, and Narita said that in the beginning. And so I just bless God for, you know, who he is and how he just continues to speak. You know, God is always speaking, and I guess the question is, are we listening? You know, sometimes I don't, but he's always speaking. But are we listening and to hear his voice? Because God wants people to be touched. They want you to be touched by his goodness, his grace, you know, and we're the ones that can do it. And if we don't do it, then we're in his hands and his feet. So if we don't do it, then those people might get lost.
Yes.
Amen. So yes. I just thank God for his word. I thank God for today. And I thank God for our pastor who's coming.
Amen.
Amen.
Notes together on my stuff. So I was over there taking notes, and praise God. There's so many things, amen, that were just good things to hear today about, you know, doing right, grace, salt, amen, obedience, and giving. Amen. And listen, God is not interested in anything but the best for us.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's why, you know, the word says that his commandments are not burdensome, because they're really for our benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would just listen and carry them out, we may think it's a burden, but it's not, because it's not given in that way. It's always given to prosper and to profit us.
Yes.
That's why the word says the Lord teaches me how to profit and leads me in the way that I should go. God is always about us getting better, stronger, more.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Because that's a demonstration of his goodness. It all reflects on him. And then we can be used to be a blessing even that much more in the earth. So, some things may be difficult to our flesh, because, you know, our flesh wants to do it what it wants. But our spirit, man, should receive the word of God with gladness, amen, and let's just walk that thing out. And as we do, we'll see our lives transform for the better. Amen?
Amen?
So I praise God that each one of you in your own way shared the word of God today and shared things that God has been speaking to you. And I believe we all have been made better for it.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Reflection Sunday. First one of 2018 is in the books.
Amen.
Amen.
down here looking at my salt.
Mistake.
And I'm wondering and hoping that we have some more at home, man. This is ruined. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Let's rest on our feet today. And let's pray. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. God is good. God is mindful of you.
Amen.
Amen. Right where you are, God is mindful of you. David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Amen.
Amen.
And so even where you are right now, you think everybody else has forgotten about you. God has you on his mind.
Amen.
Amen. And the thoughts he thinks are good thoughts toward you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray today. Father, we bless you and we thank you.
Yes, Father.
On this day, God, we thank you, Lord, how you have spoken unto us through your people. And we thank you for the words of encouragement,
yes,
encouraging us to do what is right, encouraging us, oh God, to live by grace.
Yes.
Not counting on our own strength, oh God, but living in the favor and power of God. We thank you, Lord, that you've spoken to us about being the salt of the earth, oh God.
Yes, Lord,
and Father God, that we should not let other things get into disrupt our saltiness. And Father, we thank you for the words of encouragement concerning obedience and the importance of obeying your voice.
Yes,
and Father, we thank you, Lord, for teaching and speaking to us about giving.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave, and Father, you have called us to be givers. And you said that you're not mocked. Whatsoever we sow, we shall also reap.
Thank you, God.
And you told us to not be weary in well-doing, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so, Father God, we'll continue to sow into the kingdom of God, and we'll believe that we will continually reap a harvest.
Yes.
And for that, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you now. To look upon us, O God, with kindness as we prepare to leave.
Yes, God.
Bless us one and all. Let the word that you've sown into our spirit be watered by the Holy Ghost. And Father God, that we'll get even more revelation and wisdom from it all. And Father,
yes,
we thank you for the fruit that shall come forth in our lives. Let it be to the praise of your glory. We humbly lift you up and we bless you because you're God. And we give you all praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.